One of you will accept the help. help of those who stand with you this time.
Yes, I'm sure we'd very much appreciate that. And it's certainly, I'm sure we all feel that it's a very interesting world at the present time, and there are many signs of change, and we are optimistic that these changes will lead to a better earth.
Yes. Optimism is important. From optimism grows love. It is most important that each one of you, not only in thinking about your earth, but also in your daily lives, in your home life, in your work life, that love in some form is cultivated well. I hope that I do not overwhelm you at times by stressing how important love is, not only for each other, not only for this planet, not only for this universe, but for all of creation. Because without it, there would be no planet, no universes, no peoples. And for a word that you use so seldomly in everyday living, it is important that you learn to express love in many ways. People on earth do not always recognize what we mean by love. It is not the romantic notion that earth people have of love, but of that innate knowing that comes from spirit. Because, you see, initially you come from all encompassing love. I will leave you to consider what love means to you as individuals. And for this time, my dear friends, I would ask you to continue with your discussions, but also to become more aware of those who stand by you this evening, and to feel their considerable love for each one of you.
Yes, it feels rather like a cozy mist encompassing all. It's just the mental picture that I have.
I find that there are days, Selim, when you meet a load of doom and gloom guys and women. And they take some getting used to, and you walk away and think that you've lost that one. And there seem to be so many of them. Or am I wrong? I hope I'm wrong, because it'd be nice to get somebody bright and that you could bounce off easily. But there are a number around, quite a number around, who sees everything is black and they can't see any good. Am I mixing with the wrong people or what?
You, my dear friend, are seeking. You cannot change others, but what you can achieve is to shine your own spiritual light more brightly, so that when you leave these people that you speak of, they are the ones who go and say, I feel much better for having spoken to that gentleman. So you give rather than take their energy. You will always have negative people, and I am sure you can all speak of peoples who make you feel that way, but you have to become stronger spiritually to lighten that darkness in others' lives. That is all you can do. But do not dwell on anyone else's negative aspects. You leave it behind and send love to them.
A mental picture that I have relates to the Peter Pan story, and there's this fairy that sprinkles a little stardust everywhere. It doesn't matter that she's moved on, and the people that she's been with, they're just left with that little bit of stardust, which will have some effect eventually.
I can see that, yeah.
Yes. I always feel amused by your analogies, my dear friend.
I think you think I'm going to be a fairy, said you, waving the wand.
It could be arranged.
Would lighten us up.
Of course. I am having what you call fun with you. But you understand
yes.
I am saying to you.
You've got to have laughter.
Yeah. Laughter is part of the spiritual aspect of your being. Yes. But, as always, you need to recognize dark times to recognize the light. So it is not always a negative thing to experience some negativity. Because in recognizing, you can then make change.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I see where you're coming from.
If all was goodness and light, there would be no reason for us to come to this planet. Because this planet would have no use if all was love and brightness.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah. Yeah. I did look into a baby. I had a little baby with us yesterday. He was maybe 6 months old. I thought 9 and 6, 15 months ago, that little spirit was up with you. And you can see in it, that child is so beautifully new. It's, the spirit is so new. It's lovely. And I think the thought of the sadness of the persons that knew that spirit is left up with you.
It's a
very nice one to let us have that spirit.
The spirit is not new, only the earth being is new. It may be that the spirit is much older than you would imagine. But all who come to have this earthly cloak have chosen to do so. So, do not be too sad for the spirit, or spirit in our world left behind, as you say. They will be glad that the spirit has decided to come to this earth. For whatever reason. But they will be even happier when that spirit returns home.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to meeting the spirit that's returning to us via Richard and Anna.
Yes.
I'm really excited about that.
Yes. Remember, you, any spirit who decides to return for whatever reason will be known to all of you within that family group and even further afield of the family group.
Yes, I had an innate feeling that that would be so, and so is Richard.
Yes. It is impossible almost to not know and recognize the spirit that comes to a family, because you have been united in many ways, through many lives, although it may be in different formats, such as mothers, brothers, sisters, no matter what, the spirit itself is recognizable. You understand?
I very much do. I'd like to share with the group that, as the group knows, Richard and I were with each other in some format, as Sally was just described before.
Yes.
What we were is of no importance to us. But when Richard was born, I looked into his eyes and I said outwardly, I know you. And the family around me thought I'd gone a little bit cuckoo. But I just knew that I knew this spirit. I have no idea why I knew, but I knew him.
Yes. And you all have that knowledge. But it is just that as you come to the earth plane in human garb, most memory is erased, but some do remember.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm. Thank you for letting me share that.
Yes. I'm going to be a bit rude here, Sally, so please forgive me. We got a good sense of humour on Earth in the main, haven't we? Where you are in spirit, you're way, way, way up there, I guess. Have they got a good sense of spirit as well, all your friends up there, your peers?
You mean humour?
Good humour?
Because you pass to spirit does not immediately make you change. As you are here, so you become in our world. But if you are speaking of conditions from which I come, you are speaking of something entirely different. And humor, as you would know it, is not necessarily present at that stage of development, if you like.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
In fact, the emotions that we have now, whatever it be, is lost along the way for other things, I take it.
Gradually. They are not needed.
Yeah.
It is difficult to explain because you have nothing on this Earth planet to compare it with. Therefore, to try to describe it for you is difficult. It is a state of being where there is complete love, harmony, unity, call it what you will. It is a state of being. It is not something you will understand.
Yeah.
But a great deal of happiness.
But for much of your time in spirit, there is humor, of course, there is. You do not change so much. And after all, if you are to pass through the realms of spirit, to go beyond humor and love and laughter, you have to develop to a very great degree.
Yeah.
I hope that has helped you.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yes, I think that may be understood slightly better in the ancient Indian way of thinking, rather more understanding than here in the West. I think they have a number of words for these much higher states.
Yes.
Than our earthly.
Yes, all ancient civilization, as I have previously told you, were much more aware of their own spirit and I have told you much of it has been lost. But I would agree that those people who you say live in the eastern part of your world, although to me your world is one unit, they do seem to have survived the use of deep meditative practices which enables them to be more spiritually aware.
This is people like in Tibet, that kind of person.
More so, but it is available to you all.
Yes, and we had spoken in the past of scientific remote viewing, and I noticed only today that there is a report on that subject that comes to us from India, and within that report there is reference to Indian spiritual tradition being in keeping with the ability to scientifically remote view in that way, which is really a form of mind projection, I believe.
Yes. Again, as I have said to you previously, all of these things are available to anyone who wishes to develop their own spiritual senses. But in the past, these, what you call remote viewing, has been misused. But mankind, as always, recognizes when these things should be used more wisely.
Yes.
And that is being recognized.
Yes. And yes, the report from India, it yes, it's their method, their usage, it concerns anti-terrorist work, and which I think is reasonably understandable.
All what you call gifts of the spirit are meant to be used for the benefit of mankind, not to hurt one another. And it has been used in this way in past times. But that is part of our coming to you at this time to influence all of man for good, for love. Again, that word love is so important. And if it is being used, as you say, it is to protect mankind.
Yes.
From actions and deeds of another who think that they are right, but that the majority of your world would call evil. But again, you have to know the wider picture.
So I feel that I'm being impressed from spirit to write in some form.
Yes.
But I'm concerned that I don't want any ego to be present in that writing. So obviously if I just keep going inward, I will receive the right information as to how to format that, won't I?
Well, I would suggest to you that you give out thoughts before beginning any form of spiritual act, mm-hmm. that you ask that only truth and love be formed in those words.
Right. Okay.
That whoever may wish to use you in that way comes only for good.
Right.
You must always begin that way. For your own sake and protection. And also, I would say to you, my dear friend, to give thanks to those who wish to use you in that way.
So you're confirming that those feelings that I'm having, the impressions, are correct. That I am picking up the right messages.
That you must ask for protection, that the messages you receive are
for good.
For good. Yes.
Right.
There are always opportunists. That is why you must be sure that whoever uses your hand is using it for love and truth.
The opportunists seem to follow me around, and that's, I think, don't want to use the word fear, because it's not a fear, it's just a concern. I will practice more on the asking.
You must take control. You cannot allow it just to happen. It would be much better if it was done in a controlled way. Mm-hmm. With you taking control.
Right.
You understand
yes, I do.
What
yes.
I am saying to mm-hmm. you?
Yes.
Yes. You must be in control.
Right.
Yes.
Must be my own gatekeeper.
Yes.
I'm the source.
But you must not be too open.
No.
Yes.
I control what happens.
Yes.
I feel uncomfortable. I should say so.
If you are uncomfortable, then you ask them to leave you. Yes.
Okay.
Any discomfort is not acceptable.
No. But there will be those that stand beside me that are for my protection as well.
Yes.
But they need my...
They need you.
Me to say.
Yes. Mm. You yes. must ask.
Okay. Thank you.
It is quite true. Those words that are used in your world, ask and you shall receive. Yes. Now, my dear friends, I feel I have spoken to you enough this time. the instrument's voice is dry, and I do not wish to cause discomfort. Therefore, I will take my leave at this time. But as always, I leave you, my dear friends, with love, with upliftment, with the wish for joy in your lives, and that your understanding might grow daily.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
And we'll continue with the exercise.